So, case 14 from the Gateless Barrier, the Wu Men Khan. Nanchuan kills the cat. The priest Nanchuan found monks of the Eastern and Western halls arguing about a cat. He held up the cat and said, "Everyone, if you can say something, I will spare this cat. If you can't say anything, I will cut off its head." No one could say a word, so Nanchuan cut the cat into two. That evening, Zhao Zhao returned from outside, and Nanchuan told him what happened. Zhao Zhao removed a sandal from his foot, put it on his head, and walked out. Nanchuan said, "If you had been here, the cat would have been spared." Wu Men's comment: "Tell me, what is the meaning of Zhao Zhao putting his straw sandal on his head? If you can give a turning word here, you will see that Nanchuan's challenge was not irresponsible. But if you cannot yet do this, danger." Wu Men's verse: "If Zhao Zhao had been there, he would have taken charge. He would have snatched away the sword, and Nanchuan would have begged for his life." So Nanchuan and Zhao Zhao. Nanchuan was Zhao Zhao's teacher for 40 years. And Zhao Zhao, of course, is renowned for being in the case of Mu. What is the source of Mu? What is Mu? Does a dog have Buddha nature? Does a dog have this Buddha nature that we say everything has? And Zhao Zhao says, "Mu." Mu meaning no. Unexpected answer. And then we ask, so what is this mu that Zhao Zhao answered with? No, dividing the world into things with Buddha nature and things without Buddha nature. If everything has Buddha nature, then there is no anymore. Just yes to everything. Everything is Buddha nature, but Zhao Zhao says no. And divides the world in two: things with Buddha nature, things without. So we ask, what is this no? What is this mu? So an interesting story. In this koan, Zhao Zhao is the student, and he hears Nanchuan's story. And Nanchuan's story is kind of disturbing. Nanchuan, in this mythological case, whether we take this literally, I don't personally, but I suppose a person could. I don't take it literally. I think of it as a teaching story that has a lot of power. In this story, Nanchuan stumbles upon a group of monks from the, quote, East and West Hall. I often think of this also as a symbolic element of the story, these monks from different places. There, of course, have been many different rifts in Buddhism over time. Northern and southern ancestors arguing about which form of practice is the best. Those in the north, if I have this right, saying that we already have our Buddha nature. And so we just sit still to realize it. And those in the south with a more aggressive style. Even today we have these some sort of breakdown of these schools that's translated into modern times of the Soto and Rinzai traditions. just silent illumination versus active koan practices and such and such. So there are all kinds of debates about how to practice and what is the best form of practice. Buddha, in his own time, interestingly, his own Sangha, as he was nearing the end of his life, was kind of falling apart. And Buddha, as he was nearing his death, was with quite a small group of folks because many folks had abandoned him. In fact, half of his Sangha earlier in his life had left to form a separate Sangha. There was even one person who was so angry with Buddha, he planned to kill him. We can see that apparently there is no escaping conflict. And here in this case, we find the monks arguing about a cat. Perhaps they were asking if the cat had Buddha nature. Some were saying yes, others saying no. Perhaps they were asking who could have the cat. They wanted the cat. It's mine. It can't be yours. These ways that we divide the world. We find in this koan these ways that we divide the world. Mine, not yours. Right, wrong. Yes, no. The most fundamental duality of the world is me, you. Or better put, me, everything else. This is what our minds do and what language does. Every time we name a thing, we name an item. It excludes everything that is not that item. And so language does something in and of itself, has this remarkable way of dividing reality. So every time we have a thought, once a word comes up, the world is divided. So we live with these minds that divide the world. And it's possible that that is not actually the nature of reality. That the world, the universe, the all being is not necessarily divided. In our chant, the beautiful chant selected through ESP by Susan. This beautiful set of phrases, to come directly into harmony with this reality, when doubts arise, immediately affirm not to. In this not to, all is the same. Nothing is separate, nothing excluded. No matter when or where, awakening means entering this truth. And this truth is beyond all time and space. One mind moment is 10,000 years. Definitions have vanished, and no boundaries are seen. So too with being and non-being. Don't waste time in doubts and arguments. One thing is all things are one. They move among and intermingle without distinction. Living in true entrusting is the road of non-duality. The non-dual is one with the entrusting heart. So Nanchuan finds the monks dividing reality into yes and no, dividing the reality into mine, not yours. Divided already between East and West. And this is how we live our lives, going from past to future, planning, talking with one another, thinking constantly about this and that. This is precisely the function of our mind. And of course, it leads us into all kinds of trouble. Wars are made of such things. So he takes the cat. And says, someone say something. And no one speaks. No one can say anything. It's an interesting moment. One can't help but imagine being one of the monks. Who knows, perhaps all of them in that moment realizing, ashamed in some way, perhaps that they had desired this cat, or perhaps that they were fighting over it. Perhaps that they were fighting at all. And all of them quite shocked and stumped, unable to speak, unable to respond. What are they going to do? Defend their side of the story? I found him first, you know. They know that's not what the teacher's looking for. Justifications for their side of the argument. So they can't offer it. And the story goes that Nanchuan goes along with them then. He too divides reality. Cuts it right into. Shows how this division perpetuates suffering and harm, perhaps. One way of looking at this. How, in a way, we take away life by getting caught in the way that we divide. And so on telling Zhao Zhao this story, what a strange response. Zhao Zhao puts his sandals on his head, walks out the door. And Nanchuan calls after him, "You would have saved the cat." Historically speaking, that action has been interpreted as an expression of grief or mourning. But most teachers don't think that that's what that action was really about. Here, in a way, Zhao Zhao turned everything upside down. Did something that wasn't working on the same level anymore. I wasn't working on the level of, let me offer you an argument. Was simply a unified action. Something that no longer divided. Reminded of the koan, have you eaten your porridge? I have. Wash your bowl. Do something with your whole being. Just do something with your whole being. What is this whole being? What is the meaning of this unified action? We're taught that that by nature, everything is, in fact, undivided. Everything's so deeply interwoven. In a way, it's our labels that divide. All beings, part of one being, you might say. And you know, one of the koans of our practice is working with how our minds need to divide and honoring that side of our being. One metaphor we use to describe this is the waves in the ocean. Each an independent wave functioning in the ocean, and at the same time, each wave part of the ocean. So easy for the mind to get caught in one side or the other. The mind being caught in the side of dividing, as we see all around us all the time, and the way that that can create such suffering. And of course, to just think everything is one is another version of the mind being caught in an argument. Everything is one. So there's no reason to think about it. And thoughts float over the surface of this oneness, trying to divide it, but impossible. Utterly impossible. True and trusting is not about believing in the oneness of reality. Reality is, in fact, inseparable. And we have different stories that we tell about it that separate East from West. So our practice is kind of learning about these thought waves that float over the surface of things. This duality that arises for us very naturally and kind of constantly. And how that is not actually mutually exclusive from oneness. That oneness is always arising as well. Not one, not two, both one and two. That oneness is not something that we can really think. The oneness is the side of our practice that is practice itself. It is the practice of sitting. The practice of the plane planing over us now. The practice of the cold air touching our skin. Nothing we need to do to make any of this happen. That is the oneness. Suchness, thusness. We divide the immediacy of the sensation of the air touching the skin into air and skin. But before we divide it, they are not two. A practice gives us insight into that thusness, the non-duality. Wholeness, a real sense of wholeness before anything is divided. Something that is lived, expressed through putting a sandal on top of your head, through bowing to the Buddha. How else to express it? It expresses itself. This is entrusting, to know that this non-duality or oneness is always expressing itself. We can always have total faith in that. So kind of ironically, divide the cat, don't divide the cat. Regardless, it doesn't matter. It's all oneness. Of course, then we can see how that starts to become a series of thoughts, which can be a problem. We start trying to get rid of the thoughts that seem divided. Try to remain stuck to oneness, where nothing matters. And we can't live there either. We need the waves, we need the ocean, both. We just are both. So we hear in another chant that this practice is about sinking deeper and deeper into immeasurable reality. Our practice is that immeasurable reality. And our practice is to divide. The amazing thing is that as we practice with allowing ourselves to sink into immeasurable reality, the divisions can feel a little bit more and more like they're happening just on the surface of things. That there is a depth to life, a presence to life that exists somehow before the divisions. And that is a very healing feeling, a powerful sense of wholeness that is always supporting us, even when we are lost in divisions. We can have a faith in this wholeness that is holding us. And so we find at the end of the case, Wu Men's verse, if Zhao Zhao had been there, he would have taken charge. He would have snatched away the sword of division. And Nan Xuan would have begged for his life. He would have snatched away that which divides with a simple action. How do we do this? How do we live our lives? Snatch away the sword that divides. James Ford used to sometimes say, don't believe anything you think. That's a hard practice. But to notice thoughts as thoughts, for me, is enough. To notice beliefs as beliefs is quite liberating. Wow, I'm really believing this thing right now. I'm dividing this into good, bad, right, wrong. Look at my mind do that. Enormously powerful. Because it makes it a wave again, rather than the nature of the ocean. Thank you.